Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh yeah! And as you well know, I was 20 before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
Welcome, everybody, to the Ash and Al Premier League podcast on v2football.com, at V2 Sports Network on Twitter, on a Twitterverse, Al. Coming to the end of the season, Al, is penultimate, is that the word?
Last but one show.
Go on. Yeah, I'll go with that. Before we get into it, Al, what have you been doing this week, Al? Before we get into the old football
I've just been in the gym a lot.
In the gym? Flexing.
But don't tell his wife.
Oh, Jim, you saucy man.
What have I done this week? I can't remember.
No?
A lot. Obviously not a lot.
No.
I don't do a lot. A deep clean in the kitchen, son.
Deep clean.
On a Tuesday.
Oi, deep clean. Deep clean. Ready for the heat.
Deep clean. Whoosh. Get all the cork out of there, son.
Yeah.
Bleached everything down, just in case, you know.
You never know when a raid's coming, do you?
Never know.
You've never got to be on your toes. Absolutely, you haven't done a lot. I've been learning some Indian.
What?
Because obviously we're a multicultural country now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd try and fit in.
What region?
That is a good question, Al. Just general, really.
Well, they haven't really got generals like Chinese, you know. It's multiple.
Well, I probably will get
Bangalore
a lot wrong. I probably will get, but what I found is, sorry seems to be the hardest word. Anyway, before we go to the football, Al, as well, I want to talk about some of the songs nowadays, right? Because I heard a song yesterday in a car. You heard it? Swish Katy Perry or something, I guess.
If it's not on Planet Rock,
no.
Or Mellow Magic.
Not on there, son. It's not in there.
And Chris Evans' Breakfast Show, I'm not going to listen to
the absolute shite that is in these lyrics nowadays that kids listen to.
Oh, it's fucking terrible. Don't get me started, son. You know how much I love my music. It's my passion in life. And the music these days is fucking pish.
I tell you where I started that one. Tiger. Don't lose no sleep. Don't need no opinions from a jellyfish or sheep.
That's Katy Perry. That's
what the fuck does that mean?
Is that, what's it called?
That's
Katy
what
Perry Swish.
Swish, swish.
Swish, swish.
This, have you seen this dance craze, no?
No.
The floss or something?
No.
Oh, it's, well, I don't know. To me, what it looks like is you've got a towel, you know, you drain yourself after you come out of the shower with a towel, basically. You're going like, you're standing up.
Yeah.
For the, like this, son. Goes like this, back and forth, and then you change your hands like that. Basically,
that's a Trevor and Simon handstand.
That's this new craze now, the floss or something.
Oh, I have seen the video Swish Swish.
And yes, that's where the song comes from. But okay. Yeah, the absolutely, you know, the lyrics make no sense nowadays, man. No wonder after, you know, the lost generations we see nowadays are just, you know, like that, son. There's nothing there, is there?
Nicki Minaj, isn't it? Singing with her, is it?
I've got no idea. I've never watched the videos.
Oh, it was released last year, son. You're a bit out of touch, son.
I'm out of touch.
Okay, all right. So that song was written by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
Six people. It took 6 people to fucking write that.
Now, you want to get, you know, what's the...
So someone thought of Tiger. I thought, right, what other animals can we get into this lyrics now? Oh, jellyfish. Bang. We're having that. What do you think of when you think of jellyfish? Sheep. Bang. Yeah, we've got that in too.
I always think, right, okay. Run the World Girls, okay?
Right.
Okay. Who runs the world? Girls. That's it. Girls. Who runs the world? Girls.
Yeah.
It's a very limited song, okay? written by 6 people again. Right? 6 people wrote that song, Will Run the World Girls.
That is it, isn't it? That's the only lyric.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Okay, that Magnus Opus. One man.
Oh, good phrase.
One man wrote that one song. Man. Okay, so does it fucking take 6 people to write Who Run the World Girls? Girls. Who Run the World Girls? Girls. 4 times. That's it. That's
well, it would have been a big meeting, obviously, because they went, right, who runs the world? And then they're like, well,
boys. Me, Beyonce.
Boys, men, ladies, women. Women? Girls, girls. We got it, lads. We got a hit on our hands here. get it on the old pop factory.
Purple Rain. One man wrote it.
It's disgusting. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just got me Esty in the car. I made the missus rewind it and start again. So what did she just say then? Jellyfish and sheep. Tiger don't lose no sleep.
It's not a pish. It's terrible. I just cannot.
No.
Listen to that rubbish.
Absolutely. But
the thing is, my daughter, her mum loves Katy Perry, so she'll play like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a song on a Katy Perry song album called Peacock. I wanna see your peacock,
like
basically, she wants to see a man's cock.
Yes.
Alright.
Yeah.
And I got my 5-year-old girl singing it. I wanna see your peacock, That's it. That's all it is. What the fuck is this shite?
Yeah.
It's bad enough. She got into the Spice Girls. I don't mind the Spice Girls, you know.
Don't mind the cheesy
pop.
No.
What I really, really want. Okay. But that shit, that Katy Perry shit, and the lyrics is terrible.
It is, absolutely.
Utter terrible.
You know, it's moronic, isn't it? But anyway, it just got my goat.
Funny enough, son.
What's a goat? Yeah. Got me goat.
Funny enough, son. I thought of a new segment for this podcast for the next season.
Go on.
And that's exactly what it is. What gets you goat?
What gets you goat?
What gets you goat? Every week we'll have a thing that gets our goat. What grinds our gears?
What gets your goat and grinds your gears? Like
so, it? Next season, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have that.
Absolutely.
And tweet us. Tell us what grinds your gears.
Yes.
What gets on your goat?
What gets on your goat? At Ash and Al Podcast, of course, on Twitter. Everybody.
And we don't mean greatest of all time.
No. No.
You know,
no.
What gets on your greatest of all time?
No, we don't mean that.
We mean goat.
Goat, actual goat.
Goat, yeah.
What gets on your goat?
Billy goat.
I can't nowadays, I broke his back last time I got him. I'm not getting any smaller.
You know, them freaky little animals with the eyes upside down and the square pupils. Yeah. The ones that people worship.
Yes.
They are freaky fucking things, aren't they?
Goats. Oh, absolutely, wouldn't trust them.
Look in the eyes of a goat, fucking evil. Soul disappear.
You look good.
Jesus. Just thinking about it now, I'm fucking... I'm
going.
Fucking, yeah, I'm going. I'm having a stroke. Bye!
Because, Al, we are coming to the end of the series, we thought there's no reason to start a new BMAC quiz.
No.
So what we're going to do to fill up a bit of gap in the next few podcasts, we're going to do like almost like a 20 question sort of thing, guess the footballer. So
almost like 20 questions, so but we only got one.
So it'll run through the whole of this episode, so you can guess along with us, ladies and gentlemen. So
no skipping to the end now, you cheeky little monkeys.
Yes, exactly.
I know that's what you do every week.
So, Al, your question is, of course, who is the football? To me. Yeah,
to you, sir.
Because I'm guessing this time.
I'm guessing because somebody didn't prepare.
I didn't prepare.
Right, who am I? Who am I? I was born the 5th of December, 1959.
Give me a pen, let me write these down, son.
Write it down, son.
59, alright. Oh, your pen's fucked. Right, 59 makes him 39.
59 makes him 58.2.
Is he?
No, he's not, he's 59. Well, he's currently 58.
Right. Okay, 58.
59 in December, obviously.
Right, go on in. He's 58 years old.
58 years old. Born the 5th of December, 1959.
Right.
That's your first...
That's the first clue?
Yeah.
How many clues am I getting?
What's 20 questions, huh?
Huh?
It's 20 questions. Fucking, you just told everyone it's 20 questions.
Right, so... I'll have a couple of questions now, then, Al. 58 years old. Is he still playing?
Yes.
Has he?
It's Teddy Sheringham. No, he is not.
Not playing. 58 years old and not
he
playing.
He retired.
That is going to narrow it down. Go on.
Well, I can't. You've got to ask me questions, aren't I?
Did he retire in the 90s?
Yes.
That's a fucking stupid question. He'd been 38 to 39 in the 90s. Retired in the 90s. Retired in the 90s, right. Did he play in white?
Yes.
Oh, right. White. Played in white, retired in the 90s, 58 years of age. Right, we'll come back to that later.
We'll come back to that. We've got quotes to do first, don't we?
We'll come back to that. Get your thinking gear on, ladies and gentlemen, because I haven't got a clue. 58. Oh, no, I have got a clue. I'll find out next time. Right, and before we get started onto the results, Al, of course, the championship promotion campaign is hotting up, obviously. The season is finished now, playoffs in place, and we got a little message from one of the hoping to be strikers in the Premier League next season. Patrick Bamford, Al, Middlesbrough own Patrick Bamford. So let's hear what he's got to say.
Got us a late equaliser today.
Did against the mighty Ipswich Town. But yes, this is what he got to say. Hello, it's me, it's Paddy Bamford, striker extraordinaire. For those of you lot who don't know me, I was Harry Kane before there even was a Harry Kane. Anyway, I'm currently on a one-man mission to turn the smug monsters of Middlesbrough FC into a Premier League outfit. I am, however, a little concerned that Mr. Southgate hasn't been on the phone to confirm my seat on the plane to Russia. As he does know, I like to pick an aisle seat. But I am very much looking forward to being a Premier League striker next season, whether it be with the Smug Monsters or back with my mummy and daddy club, Chelsea. So this message is putting all the EPL defenders on notice that the gentleman Bamford is on his way.
Patrick, you're a baller player. We bought you for cash.
No, I don't think I would have agreed to that, Anthony. I'm definitely still a Chelsea player.
I'm afraid you're not, Patrick.
Now, look, Anthony, I'm sure I am, aren't I? I am a Chelsea player, aren't I? Somebody get my agent now. I am a Chelsea player, aren't I? Well, there we go. Well. He's put them all on notice there now. Oof. Is he a Chelsea player?
No.
Who knows?
Barry signed him.
Well, he seems...
I believe 8 million.
He seems pretty sure.
Was it 8 or was it 11?
I don't know.
Or was it 10?
He seems pretty sure he's
was
not
it 9?
He seems pretty sure he's not there.
I don't know.
Find out next time. Yeah. Who knows, isn't it?
Hopefully he will be season regular next season.
Who knows, yeah, he's done it.
Fingers crossed.
The gentleman, Bamford. Finally get to hear him. Fantastic. And we will hear, of course, of another potential Premier League striker later in the show. Big player who may well grace the EPL next season. But let's get on to some football quickly, shall we, Al?
Aye, Friday night kickoff.
Friday night, under the lights of Brighton.
Friday night lights.
At the Amex Stadium. 1-0, they've beaten Manchester United.
No, they don't take cards in that stadium.
Don't take cards, no.
Don't take cash.
Is it cash only?
Yeah, cash only.
Cash only done Brighton.
American Express Stadium.
Was it? And it was an absolutely terrible performance.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Oh, what a terrible game. Like most Man United games this season. If you're a fan of Man United, you know, you're doing well, second in the league, you just don't want to watch them. Just watch your results come in. If you win, great stuff. Like
I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. But Brighton confirmed. Netflix.
Safety.
Confirmed safety with that win. Pascal Gross, who I don't know if they've had their awards yet, but I would say he's got to be him and maybe Glenn Murray up there with their player of the season. Yeah, he scored a good few goals, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But Pascal Gross.
34, isn't
he? Sorry. He's
old. 34, isn't he?
Oh, he's yes. But, I mean, Gross, he was well up in the assist charts early on in the season. continued to be a big part of the Brighton side, attacking unit going forward, and he's chipped in a few goals, especially this one against Man United. That confirms their Premier League participation next season. Man United, well, it's just he left out a few big stars.
Yeah.
You'd say,
like,
you know,
he left out a couple of stars when he's on the team.
Yeah.
Looking terrible, I heard. Fellaini and Rashford.
They were.
Absolutely. He even came out, he said, that's why I don't pick him.
Exactly, it's fair enough, though, isn't it?
Because people complaining, so why they're not picking this. So, well, that's why they don't pick him. That is why.
That's why.
He's right.
Oh, he's spot on.
Rashford gone. Martial gone.
Tony Martel.
I don't know why the fuck they want to keep Mario Fellaini.
Is that last 10-minute option, isn't he? Chucking him up front for the last 10 minutes. That's his game plan sometimes, isn't it?
You can play 10 minutes, that's all.
Yeah, it's just... well, he had to leave that the minute, but congratulations to Brighton. Great to see Chris Hughton
get the result. Congratulations! That's celebrations!
Forgot the celebrations word, didn't I? I had to think about that. Something.
I want the whole...
I want
the whole world something to know like how happy I am.
Could something be... Like we could be... I don't know. Anyway, moving on to the Saturday games.
It's a Eurovision winner.
Eurovision winner, was it?
Yeah.
Knowledge, yes, and knowledge. Saturday, early kickoff, Al. Huge game.
Stoke and Crystal Palace.
2-1 winners. 1-0 up, Stoke were. Shaqiri.
Oh, baby, when you score like that.
1-0 up, and they fudged it up again. Fudged it up again. They just sat back. Palace got the goals. James McArthur done well. Everyone thought after the X Factor he wouldn't come back, but he's done well.
I trolled him the other day.
Did you?
I've never trolled anyone in my life. And he came up on my thread for some reason.
Yeah.
He said something like, my new video's up today. And I just on his thread, who gives a fuck? And then a woman, alright, she must have been in her 40s, she messaged me and said, we do. And there's a picture of her. They were like middle-aged women. James Arthur in front of them. And then I just wrote back, like smiling, like laughing emoji.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. I was on the shit that I was like, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? But anyway, you got
He's
on
a barrow boy, isn't he?
Barrow boy, of course he is, yeah. He got on the score sheet for Crystal Palace to get it level. And Van Aanholt sends down Stoke City.
Stoke.
The Potters have gone.
We had joy, we had fun, and, we had seasons in the sun. Goodbye, my friend, the Stoke, it's hard. Hard to cry.
But, I mean, they've been shite now. Man, they've been shite all year. They've brought it upon themselves.
Not surprised. They're fucking terrible.
Especially, I think it was on MOTD.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch MOTD a little bit. You know, they brought up the stats, you know. Losing points from winning positions. And they've lost a lot, is what I'm going to say to you, Al. Especially under Paul Lambert, the Highlander.
Yeah, Highlander,
they've lost a lot under him. So they've been piss poor, deserved to go.
Yeah, he's drawn three in a row.
Yeah, so, you know, they haven't turned it around, they haven't been out. On the other hand, Roy the Boy Hodgson, oh my gosh. I think they could just about sneak in the top half of the table, mate. Next season. They're about 11th now, I think.
Behind
Newcastle, maybe, is it?
Newcastle haven't played yet.
Yeah, because there's a few games in the midweek.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know it's very close and a couple of wins down the bottom does shoot you right up, like, but for them to even be around 10th place from what was it, first four games, no points, no goals, didn't score. That's tremendous for Roy to come in and have that impact there. So well done. And Crystal Palace confirmed their safety, of course, for next season. The fact. Of course it is. The next game in, another team right down in the shit mix. Swansea City away to Bournemouth, Al.
Ooh.
Ryan Fraser.
Relegation zone.
Ooh.
It's not last 2 weeks of the season.
It's not looking good. Bournemouth with the win.
Could
one
we
nil.
Finally get prediction right, Dash?
Swans go down. Predicted every year for the last 3 years, haven't we? But, I mean, in terms of Swansea, they had about three or four chances. and he didn't stick him away. Ayew especially guilty of missing two very good chances.
Well, you know, he plays and football and he's delivering white goods. next day delivery for cheap.
What you know yeah. what I mean? Hey. Takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Takes it out of you. I'm tired, you know what I mean? But yeah, so they've only got themselves to blame for not getting anything out of this game. They had chances, they didn't take them. And for the free kick they conceded, it was absolutely a schoolboy routine from Bournemouth. And Swansea just switched off completely. Didn't pick up Fraser on the edge of the box. I was deflected a little bit. But he shouldn't have even had a chance to get a decent shot away.
No.
So it's their own fault. Bournemouth, another team, confirm their safety for next season as well. Eddie Howe should be applauded once again for keeping them in the Premier League. And on to another team who confirmed their safety, really, Alan, in this one. Leicester City, Claude Puel, 0. West Ham, 2.
Yeah. Talks of him being snacked.
Puel. Yeah. I know they've had a bad run lately, but...
he came up yesterday, he's got the back of another boat, so we all know, ladies and gentlemen.
He's gone.
He's gone. Sacked.
And that's a poor decision for me, because we've praised him last couple of months, really. I mean, he's got them to a position that they've been safe. They've been safe for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, yeah? And that's a fantastic achievement. You know, he come in when they're, you know, bang in trouble, really, not great in confidence-wise. And he's come in, he's got them safe. And like we see more seasons, when teams get safe, they're not really going to challenge for them top European places. Yeah. It does just drift away for those teams. You know what I mean? The intensity goes out of their play. I'm not saying they're not trying, but the intensity goes out as much as when you're playing the team who are fighting for their lives, for instance. It's just not... just not there. You know, click the fingers there to show that intensity. Oof. That is the international signal of intensity for a team fighting for their lives in the Premier League. But West Ham, João Romário with a goal. Mark Norwell, what a strike, did you see it, son?
I missed that, sir.
Only his second goal from open play this season. But it was, when you see it, it's almost like he hit it. And he knows how shit he is. He expected to go nowhere near the goal, so he started running back to defend, like, and he just went in, so he started running the other way to celebrate it. No, but oh, what a strike.
I think I turned it off just before, like match of the day just before that game.
Oh, it's beautiful, like, oh, just sliced.
Oh, it's offside.
Offside, Chelsea against Liverpool.
Offside.
Yeah, just sliced across the ball, a little daisy cutter, son, on the far post. I'm not sure it was Casper in goal or for any goalkeeper. Or, what's his name, Ben Hammer, is it the other goalkeeper they got
Ben.
There? Is he still there?
Ben Thorhammer.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, Hammer was in last week, wasn't he?
You could have put two in goal, they would have got it, is what I'm saying. Oh, right, in off the post. Beautiful strike. And hopefully they're safe now. And it puts to bed some of their problems they've had with Andy Carroll and David Moyes, of course.
Yes.
Which we can hear about right now.
Exclusively.
Hello. Ray Winstoney, you bunch of Muppets. Everyone's been laughing at my clubby hammers this week, so I want to clear things up about what's happened between Andy Carroll and David Moyes. Get your kingliers around this.
Yo, Andy, what's this I hear about you tampering with a natural drink? My favourite tipper, my country's delicacy, that is Iron Brew.
David Moyes said.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Gaffer.
Andy said.
Yo, Andy, that's not what I've heard from Marco the Grass and Outovich. He told me you stole the sugar from the Iron Brew factory to make sugar cubes for your after-dinner treats.
Moyes replied.
That is right, boss. He's a wrong un.
Marco and Outovich said.
Away, man, you can't prove that, like. It's all just conjecture,
replied Carroll. Before you know it, Moyes jumps on Carroll's back, dangling a carrot on a stick in front of his face.
Lead him this way, Gaffer,
said Anatovich, who then proceeded to goose step to an old disused coal shed next to a stable door. It was my shoe. It was opened to reveal 3 tons of sugar cubes.
What's this then, you lanky streak of piss? You'll never start another game for me, you fucking wee donkey.
Andy Carroll holds his hands up and apologises, and promises 30% of any profits from his rides on Blackpool Beach this summer to David Moyes himself.
There you go. What can you say about that, Al? What can you say about that?
It's like an episode of EastEnders.
It was, wasn't it? It was.
Boy!
Guess the player!
Guess the player.
Right, so if you're still with us, ladies and gentlemen, well done. We join us that we have found out so far this player, or ex-player, because he retired in the 90s, we found out. He's 58 years of age currently, and he did play in white. Now, I'm going to ask you another question now, Al. So, he played in white.
He played in other colours, bar white, mind.
Yeah, I know, I understand that, Al. I'm just trying to get the general consensus. Was the white he played in, the club in white, were they London-based?
No.
No, they weren't.
Well, technically, there's a bit of white on one of the teams he's played for.
Right.
And they are London based.
Right.
Do you mean white? All white cut?
I mean all white, yeah.
Well, he's played for teams that are red and white.
Yeah.
Twice, actually.
Right.
Stripey red and white. And he's played for a London team which has white in it, but mostly red.
Mostly red. Red and white. Was he a striker?
He was a striker,
yeah. He was a striker. He was a striker. 58 years of age. Striker. Mostly played in red. Retired in the 90s.
Would you like to know where he was born?
Yeah.
Lincoln.
Lincoln. So he's English.
Yeah. No, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right. English. Striker. Retired. 58 years of age. Played in red mostly and a bit of white.
Would you like to know what club he started his career with?
I would, Al.
Stoke City.
Stoke City.
Would you like to know what year?
Yeah.
He played from Stoke from 1978 to 1982.
78 to 82. Right. So let's recap here. We got an ex-striker. Played for Stoke in 78 to 82. Mostly in red. Played in a white kit as well. Retired in the 90s. 58 years of age. And we'll come back to that, Al. We'll come back to that at the end there to find out. Because I've got no idea now. Absolutely no idea. 58, retired, played in white. I got an idea. No.
See it. That's the whole point of the game. If we get it quicker than the 20 questions.
No, I'll wait. We'll build it up. We'll build it up, pal.
Boy!
Right, let's get back to the football then, Al. There's another few important games there now. Watford, Elton's big boys, beating Newcastle 2-1. Yeah. Both teams safe. Pereira and Andre Gray with a goal for Watford. Deeney missed a penalty. Could have been 3-0 before half time, I think, wouldn't it? Ayoze Perez for Newcastle.
Is that Rosie's brother?
That is Rosie's brother.
Oh my god, I'm Rosie Perez.
Click the camera.
I was in white mix ketchup.
You saw my nipple.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, remember that, dude?
Ooh, yeah.
Fucking perv. Ooh, rewind it. Rewind it. I saw it then.
Latino breasts.
But yeah, it's one of them sort of dead rubber of the games, really.
Where's that website? Skin something. All the,
Go on.
Oh, was it Mr. Skin?
I don't know, mate.
They had like, it's just a website of nudity in films, and it's like paused. It's the Skin, I think it was called, or something like that. It's years old. This is like late 90s, early 2000s, you know? Just thought of it, it went all right.
It's on a bookmark, with a bookmark that my son, is it? Fucking words, isn't it?
Bookmark of the old Mac.
But yeah, a bit of a dead rubber game. Nothing there, both teams safe.
Yeah, we'll have these now for the next week.
That's what you got.
quite an important game in the next one. West Bromwich at Bournemouth. How do you like it? How do you like it? They like it a lot.
Like it a lot, actually.
Like it a lot. There and more. My gosh.
They should have hired me before Adam Hodges.
Oh, we've only had a few weeks more, innit?
They don't. Yeah, Jesus, Champions League.
Because it surprised me when I was watching the football, the scores and blah, 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 and I say West Brom's still not relegated. I said, surely they were relegated months ago.
Yeah.
But no, they're still not relegated.
No.
I think they might be now. Huddersfield got a point, does
it,
today?
No, still not.
They're still not, but they're just never going to be relegated. They won't allow it.
Well, that's the thing, they've got 31 points.
Yeah. Southampton got 34,
is it? No, Southampton 33, Swansea 33.
Oh, okay.
West Brom can, the max they can get, 34, isn't it?
Yeah.
32,
33, yeah, 34. Yeah. So they can
still... Oh, actually, they might have been relegated today.
They can still... no, they can still catch Swansea, can't they? Like you said there.
Yeah, actually, no, because they got a better goal difference than Swansea.
So they could.
They could, actually...
Well, that would be...
Stay up. I think.
Yeah, and I know Southampton, who we'll talk about after, they got Man City the last game of the season.
But so I think Tuesday night, Southampton versus Swansea.
Huge. Huge! But yes, so we've talked about West Bromwich Albion against Spurs. 1-0 winners. Jake Livermore with the winner. They are on a roll. Absolutely, and fair
Call
play.
Call them butter, because they're on the run.
Love it, son. Spurs, I think Pochettino's too busy thinking about his Real Madrid, Madrid team next season. He's gone.
He's lost that loving feeling.
Yep.
baby!
Harry Kane's just selfish and just wants to be top scorer every year. We know that. It's all falling off the rails. And of course, with Chelsea currently 1-0 up against Liverpool, they're in big danger of dropping out of the top four, Tottenham. If Chelsea can keep this run going for the next two games. If they hold on to the win here against Liverpool. But yeah, then in the evening kickoff, as we said, Southampton 1-1 against Everton at Goodison Park.
Oh, they could have won.
Last minute equaliser.
6 minute, wasn't it?
Tom Davis deflected as well, past the goalkeeper.
Doesn't Tom Davis look like Tom Chapman from Keane?
From Keane. I suppose he does, you're right there, son. Good observation, Al. Nathan Redmond put Southampton in front with a header. And what a terrible game this was anyway to watch. Oh my god, what piss poor fucking football. Livened up a bit second half.
Didn't watch it, I watched Grown Ups on
Netflix. I wish I did, Al. Watch this shower shite. But anyway, Southampton 1-0 up in as they went in the second half. Just couldn't hold on. They were, you know, practically safe. Practically safe. Mark Hughes, he was tapping on the side.
What you bloody doing, boys?
I don't know him, boy. You can see the goal again now.
96 bloody minutes, man.
Do-do. I had Dyke Coach starting the bus up, boys. We were off. Back down south.
We're going to go to bloody Puff Carl on the way back, boys.
I was going to take you all to the fair, boys, on the pier.
Ah, bloody hell.
And there's still a wimpy there, boys. I'd have bought you all a wimpy.
Wimpy, boys.
The only wimpy left in the world. Puff Carl.
Oh, that's a crap wimpy, no? It's a takeaway one. You can't sit down.
Oh, is it?
Can never finish. I will never finish my set of plates from wimpy.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, every time I used to go to wimpy, sit down, run, I used to steal a plate.
eBay.
Impossible, I can't not find
it. Is it?
I got three plates, I need one more set.
I tell you what, son, if you get that is money.
It's the old
that's
the old
your pension.
With the yellow ring around it.
Oh, yeah.
Not like
you get
wimpy plates, it's just white with wimpy, because there's loads of wimpy restaurants, like there's loads in Liverpool, loads in England.
Yeah.
But they don't do the plates anymore, like them.
Yeah.
So the old-fashioned yellow ring, I think it's a thin green ring around that as well. So if you've got one of them, ladies and gentlemen, send it my way.
Send it our way.
I am willing to pay, seeing that I stole the other three.
But yes, Southampton, as you said, just couldn't hold on, and it all comes down to that game Tuesday night against Swansea at the Liberty. It's
basically
winner stays up,
winner
really
stays up, yeah.
I mean, like I say, Swansea have Stoke last game of the season. You'd expect them to win that at home. Southampton have Manchester City last game of the season.
Manchester City.
Now, obviously, Huddersfield got a good point against Man City today.
It was, is that St Mary's?
That's, I think it is, but I'm not 100%.
I do know, I fancy Southampton staying up. I told you Southampton stuff.
I still think Huddersfield are going to go down.
I don't think Huddersfield will go down.
That's my, because they got a great point against Man City today, fair dues, but they've still got to play Chelsea, who if they win today, are going to be right up to give them a hiding in midweek to put more pressure on Spurs. And then that last game of the season, Arsenal, Arsene Wenger's last game.
They're going to lose. Arsenal are going to lose last game of the season.
I'm going to say, I'm putting my head on the chopping block here, I'm going to say Huddersfield are going down, and they're going down on goal difference.
I reckon Huddersfield stay up, Swansea will go down.
Who knows?
Huddersfield will beat Arsenal in the last game of the season, because that's the way it goes at Arsenal. Wenger will not get his his fairy tale ending, because they didn't get it in Europe.
Maybe it could well be, son, because
get out and walk.
Listen, I mean, if they lose that game, if they win that game, last game of the season at Huddersfield, let's be honest, there's going to be nothing to talk about on Arsenal TV, fan TV, is there? So maybe
he's on show now, isn't he?
Is he?
Is it? Leroy, is it?
I don't know. But so obviously, if it's better for them, maybe it's all in place that they lose that game, just so Arsenal TV, fan TV, can have one last hurrah while Wenger's still there.
Talking about Arsenal, they're currently 4-0 up.
4-0 up against Burnley.
Burnley, who's got one of the best defence records.
They don't seem to be battling hard do they? 4-0 up Arsenal. His last ever game at Highbury, of course. Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger! Me bunny mana.
And as we said then, Manchester City against Huddersfield, 0-0.
Who'll replace him?
0-0 today. Man City lifting their trophy as well, of course.
Trophy. Noel Gallagher was there.
Noel Gallagher was on the pitch there. Old ass licker extraordinaire.
Yeah, I like that. Pep won't go win Champions League.
You know, win the Champions League, Pep. You know what I mean? You know, you didn't get me my guitar in, did you? The red side got me my guitar in. You didn't get me my guitar in, did you? We heard earlier, of course, from Patrick Bamford, of course, one of the would-be Premier League strikers for next season.
Dear old Paddy.
And now we've got a message. Well, it's a double message, Al, because Aston Villa's own Scott Hulk Hogan has got a similar message to put out. And also, we get a reply from an already Premier League defender. Have a listen.
Well, let me tell you something, brothers. What you gonna do, Premier League defenders, when Scott Hulk Hogan runs wild over you? I'm coming for you. Not your man, Monreal. Ooh, yeah, I'm walking around here in Iberia. Not your man. They say, not your man. The Hulkster's called you out. I said, Hulkster! Not your man next season is gonna take your name. Ooh, yeah! Because I'm the cream of the crop. I race to the top. And never eat the pig. Because the pig is a cow. Or better yet, a Terminator. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like my name is Sega.
Oh, sounds like shit's going to hit the fan there, son. Get the steel cages ready. Huh? Get the steel cages.
Hulkamaniacs explode.
Oh!
Mega powers explode.
The
sorry.
Mega powers explode.
Just like WrestleMania 5 all over again.
So, well, it's going to be interesting to see who goes up now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
We officially will welcome Wolves and Cardiff.
Wolves and Cardiff up.
Next season, Neil Warnock. Neil, fuck off, Warnock.
Fuck off, not shaking your hand, fuck off. Fuck off. Wash your hands, dirty fucker.
Fuck off.
yes, Neil
and then,
Warnock.
So we'll have Fulham versus Derby.
I want to see. Fulham v Derby.
Fulham Derby, Borough versus Villa. Be Borough versus Fulham final, Borough take it.
You reckon?
Boom. I have to, sorry. You have to.
Gotta believe in who?
Gotta believe, man. Gotta believe.
I gotta believe, man.
Gotta believe in the power.
do you know, the winner of that, Barra Villa, the winner of that.
Oh, I bet Mick McCarthy's not happy today. Barnes has gone down.
Mick McCarthy, where, Pitt? Oh, what job was he linked with? Sandham going back? I've got unfinished business there.
He said he's got
unfinished business.
No personal business up there. That's why he was up there this week. See,
He's got his mistress. Aye, slipper one every other week. You know,
check my fucking my wet whip it up there. Oh, my fuck cap.
Touch my wet whip, love. Touch it.
Go on, love. Touch it.
Touch it. Stroke it, love.
Stroke it. Stroke it. Do you believe that I'm Irish?
I've got away with it. He is.
Oh, can you believe that?
But anyway, let's get back out.
Ooh, Wednesday's full.
What we got?
Tuesday we got Swansea Southampton at home for Swans. And Wednesday we've got Chelsea Huddersfield, Leicester City, Arsenal, Man City, Brighton and Hove Albion.
Oh, nice.
Tottenham Hotspur, Newcastle United. Oh, we also got Coppa Italia, Juve versus AC Milan.
Nice. That's a nice one. That'll be a good game. And as you mentioned, Wednesday, Al, if there's anyone out there who still doesn't spell it by saying Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
You don't deserve to live. Simple as that.
That's the only way I know to spell it.
It's the only way, you know.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, innit? We all know it. Yeah. And if you don't, well, fuck you. Yeah. You know.
You've done, you super intelligent Cambridge prick.
I can spell that without breaking it down, yeah. Yeah. Three syllables, oh fuck that.
Witness that. Oh, yeah.
But we'll get back to the finale of Guess the Player now. Right, so we've got a 58-year-old man who retired in the 90s. He was a striker, English, started his career at Stoke in 78 to 82, played in red and white. I'm Al, just going to take a guess right now. Is it Brian Dean?
It is not Brian
Dean. Ah!
He didn't finish his career in the 90s.
Did he not? No.
He played for the Borough in the noughties.
Did he?
Yeah.
Naughty.
You should ask what was the last club he played for.
What was the last club he played for?
Stramgardset. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it in Norway.
That fucking doesn't help me one bit.
Played 8, scored 3.
Doesn't help me one bit, Al. Did he play for England?
Yes, he did.
He did?
Under 21s, one game. And then in 1990, he played for England B team. Remember the England team? B team? Steve Stone was a regular.
He was. He set it up.
Come on. We're going to have a B team. Like.
I can't think of any questions that would give me a big hint.
I'm sure he's a Geordie, Steve Stone. I'm sure he was a Geordie. Still is, isn't he?
Was he?
I'm sure he's a Geordie, Steve Stone.
No, are you thinking of Steve Watson?
No, Steve Stone. I'm sure he's a Geordie.
Steve Stone. Where did he start?
I don't know. Played for Forest and.
Forest. Oh, yeah, I remember Newcastle Forest. United. Missing that sit there, wasn't it? Remember that. Right. Played for England B. Started at Stoke. So you played them for 1990.
Did he
was
win any trophies as a player?
We started at 78. He taught them by.
How many goals did he score?
By 90. He might be close to 30 by 1990. Close to 30 by 1990. He started at Stoke. England B.
How many trophies did he win?
How many trophies did he win, I wonder?
Well, he won a League Cup.
A League Cup.
And he also won the league title.
The league title. Mm. Striker. I'm not going to get it. I won't get it at all. Go on.
Ask me what club he played for.
Right, what clubs did he play for? What club did he play for? Mainly. What's his biggest club he played for? The most games at what club?
Okay, most games he played for was Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday. Ah, fuck's sake.
84 to 88.
It's not, is it?
Oh.
Sean Bean?
Sheffield United. Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday.
Boris. Guy Whitnam.
Jimmy Meyer.
Guy Whitnam.
Guy Whitnam, ladies and gentlemen, it's wrong.
Hurst.
No. Last guess.
Faxic. Go on, I don't know. Sheffield Wednesday.
Played for Sheffield Wednesday for 4 years before. Okay.
Where do you win the league?
We can't ask me that now.
I can. I'm not taking the credit now, I just want to try and guess it now.
He won the league.
Go on.
With Leeds.
Won the league with Leeds. Rod Wallace.
That's your final guess, then.
Yeah.
Right, started at Stoke, he went on loan to Plymouth, he joined Arsenal.
Arsenal!
He played for Sunderland, Sheffield United, he went to France with Camille Nuteras, joined Nottingham Forest when he won the League Cup.
Right.
Joined Leeds United in 1990-93 when he played 137 games, scored 62 games, goals, went to Portsmouth, then to West Ham, on loan to Sheffield as Southend, played for Ipswich.
Lee Chapman. Back off, prick.
Went back to Leeds, played for Swansea, and then he finished his career in Norway.
Well, there we go. Lee Chapman, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you have got it if I said he married to Leslie Ash for 30 years?
30 years, by Christ.
He owns a restaurant.
He owns a restaurant.
So UK.
Is that what it's called,
yeah.
Is it?
He's got a couple of them.
Is it?
Him and Leslie Ash. She does the fish.
She does the trout.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Chapman.
I forgot.
Ask your mummies and daddies who he is.
Yes.
Boy!
What I wanted to mention about Crystal Palace, Al.
What?
Willie Zaha. Willie?
I don't know.
Willie Zaha. Wilfred Zaha.
Yeah.
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 I wanted to talk about the magic that is contained in whatever size, don't matter if it's just a nipper, of dreadlocks, Al. Because you think of dreadlock players, and they're all fucking great.
Reggie Blinker.
Bang. First one who comes to mind.
Ruud Gullit.
Bang.
Henrik Larsson. Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
Al, there's not a bad one, is there?
Jason Lee.
Oh, fuck.
Jason Lee.
I think that's it. That's disproved my theory, Al. That's it. Santa's gone.
Dreadlocks or pineapple?
Yeah, we're all playing out with it. Trevor Sinclair. Davids. The list is endless, such. You know what I mean?
Trevor Sinclair, greatest all record ever outside the box. Boom.
Oh, FA Cup. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Love that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Even a hint, just a hint of it. Even the short ones, you know what I mean?
Henrik Larsson. Literally flew.
It flew, my gosh.
He flew from the halfway line.
To a diving header inside the 18-yard box. That's where he started, the halfway line. But yeah, it just crossed my mind, Al.
And that's the thing. What happened to Hollett when he cut his dreadlocks off?
Shite.
He went to Newcastle. Shite.
Absolute shite.
Technically, he was a manager, but he was doing so well at Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly.
Zoom. Head gone. Well. Bang. But you know, I'm a pundit now. Boom. All that's come. Davis, he's still got his dreads, hasn't he?
I think he's still got them. But, you know, I don't think they work in Barnet. So,
they're out in the Football League now, aren't they? Because
they've got a certain force field around that area. That magic doesn't work.
Are they out in the Football League?
Yeah, they went down. Martin Allen won it. They won the game, but I think they did go by 1 point. Oh. Or maybe even goal difference. But I think it was 1 point.
You know, I haven't had time yet. I think they needed who's gone up and who's gone down.
Needed more than
magic. Blackburn and Wigan got promoted to Championship.
Doing Middle Earth proud.
Oh, they went down on goal difference, son.
It was goal difference, they thought so. Yeah.
Oh, Eric Morecambe stayed up.
Oh! And with that, Al, I think that's the end of this week's podcast. So we will be back next week with the
last.
We'll
be back for the last episode of the season. It's gone quick, and I'm in it.
It's flown by.
Buzz is going to be shit next week.
I mean, fair enough, we've missed 36 weeks of the season.
36, yeah.
You know what I mean? But still, you know. But yeah, it's gone quick. So another season gone, nearly. And we'll
be
back.
This is our second season?
This is our second full season, I think, yeah. So,
that's it, because we had the intelligent idea to start our podcast the last
week of the season. Yeah, that was a good idea. But yes, so we'll be back next week with all the Champions League place drama, the relegation drama.
But don't you worry, ladies and gentlemen, because we're not going away that far. We'll have a wrestling podcast special.
Wrestling podcast, of course.
We'll have a World Cup
special. Have a World Cup special. Of course we have.
Should we do it live on air right now, son? Should we say...
What's that?
A Premier League transfer special.
Premier League transfer
special. Looking for the
special.
Start of the next season.
Yes,
because we've got the new laws now, haven't we?
What's that?
Like transfer deadline day. It's
changing now. Is it all change again?
Yeah,
is
sure.
It?
Is it Premier League or is it just a Championship?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to look into it. We'll have to look into it. But yes, we'll be back with all them. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. We won't go far. We won't go far. Fly by. It'll fly by on
like
a low
blue.
Ride. On a low ride.
We'll
go
system up to the top down. Got the what's it? Is this an up with the top down? Got a city on lockdown.
That's it.
Drive by and all right.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, have a good week.
Listen to Blue.
Doing that again, sir. Have a good week.
And be lucky.